This is KUT. Austin City Council members will decide today if they'll revisit an affordable housing deal approved in December. Since then, more information about how the deal would be paid for has come to light, and some council members say it's worth another look. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports on what's next for the Pilot Knob development.
The biggest issue some council members have with the deal is where the money paid by the developer is going. The deal includes moving tens of millions that would normally go to Austin Water into the city's affordable housing fund. But in December, most council members say they didn't know this information. Councilmember Leslie Poole says she'll support an amendment to take another look at the project's finances.
To give the council the opportunity to hear all of the background information and be able to ask some fairly detailed questions, literally get down into the weeds on the project.
Mayor Steve Adler, along with staff from Councilmember Delia Garza's office, brokered the deal. He says he's okay with taking time to revisit where the developer's money goes.
It's not going to hold anything up. There's time to do it. The developer and the project can proceed, which is important because it's already, you know, breaking ground out there, and it's going to be putting up homes that is going to provide permanent affordability in the city, and that's what we need.
Council members will not take a new vote on this deal. Legally, they can only do that on the day or the day after the initial vote was taken. Instead, they'll consider an amendment to revisit the mechanics of this deal. If they vote to do this, the Pilot Knob development would head back to boards and commissions before coming back to council, likely in a couple months. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.